Hearing is change of zone number 1961, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 7.75 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.89 mile east of Steiner Road. The 911 address is 24347 Lewis Georgetown Highway. The tax parcel ID is a portion of District 135, Map 11, Parcel 32.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's survey. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Davidson? Is this your show?
Yes, it is.
The Davidson Show.
All right. Well, you're up.
All right. Do we have the PowerPoint?
Oh, there it is.
I'll get started here. Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with the Pannoni Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for Country Lawn Care. And with me tonight are Mr. Jerry and Mrs. Stephanie Daugherty, the owners of Country Lawn Care. And, to my left, they also have their daughters in the back. This is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district on 7.75 acres, more or less, in Georgetown 100, located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is US Route 9, and it's west of Beshe Avenue, to a C2 medium commercial district. The remainder of the property is located out front here, as shown on this exhibit here. It's 3.85 acres, and it's currently zoned C1 general commercial, and it will remain C1 general commercial. The property is bordered on the east. The property is bordered on the east with other commercially zoned property. It's a project, it's called the Weston Willows Apartments that has been under construction. And just for a point of clarification, Country Lawn Care just received the contract to take care of Weston Willows. So they will be located, if favorable, they will be located adjacent to the project in which they will be taken care of. On the north side is a major subdivision that you're familiar with called Azalea Woods. We are also on the west side. We have other split zoned commercial land along with agricultural residential land. And again, we are on the north, we are bound on the south side here by the Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is a principal arterial. We know that the purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses, and this district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets, which this one is. In Ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The applicant proposes to utilize the site as the headquarters of his landscaping business, Country Lawn Care. He currently employs 22 folks. Right now, he's located just west of this property on Route 9. He's leasing a piece of property that has just been sold, and he has to vacate those premises. So the timing of this application coming before the county is perfect so that he and his wife can move their business to this location. The commercial zoning in the vicinity of this commercial zone property and uses will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood and will not create a public nuisance or result in increased public expenditures. In the exhibit booklets, we provided a map here that kind of shows some of the other area businesses that are located up and down this quarter of U.S. Route 9. Just west of here is Sequoia Landscaping. There's M&V Tire. There's the Route 9 Industrial Center. On the opposite side of the highway, there's a service and cycle center located in this area here. And one of the notable areas here is the Del Dots is along Gravel Hill Road, and on Route 9 is the Del Dot Maintenance Yard located across the road there. In 2019, Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the property proposed for rezoning for commercial is identified to be in a commercial land use category. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future use of land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with uses and intensities of use provided for in the future land use plan. So the commercial area is considered a growth area under the comprehensive plan. It's consistent. So asking for the rezoning to C2 is consistent with the comprehensive plan. And then as Route 9 is considered a business corridor, it has a mix of residential and commercial in this area. And as you see how on this future land use map here, how this area, the entire parcel here is considered to be in a commercial land use area. The Sussex plan also suggests that each application will be reviewed on its own merit. It does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area. I just went over some of the other commercial areas that are uses that are in the area, along with some, there's some landscaping businesses and again, some construction businesses that are located up and down US Route 9. The plan has some key indicators that in it, which identify why this property is should be zoned to commercial. One is to promote growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure are already available and adequate to support the growth. Located in the area is Artesian has both water and sewer that's in the vicinity of the property and specifically along US Route 9. It talks about promoting commercial development in designated commercial office and industrial areas and scale intensity distance appropriate to adjacent residential neighborhoods. So we feel like the nearby residential developments will benefit in that the subject property is close enough to service the residences with future landscape services such as lawn maintenance, landscape design, and will have less travels to those particular residential areas. Talks about engaging in planning that considers the efficient location of public services and infrastructures while establishing for future public sewer service areas that will help preserve open space by promoting orderly growth rather than unplanned sprawl. And as the map here indicates, and then as the zoning map here indicates here that the that this is the right location for this C2 zoning. And it also talks about coordination with DelDOT and on road improvements and other transportation projects. And we will work with DelDOT in the dedication of additional right-of-way along US Route 9. The proposed land use for the property is expected to increase the trip generation of subject land fewer than 50 vehicle trips. And we know that through the MOU with Sussex County, that is a negligible amount of traffic considered for this land use. Since US 9 is a principal arterial and an important freight corridor, setbacks will be increased to allow for future capacity in the form of additional right-of-way dedications, permanent easements, and additional stormwater management setbacks. And since the comprehensive plan is the guide for the future land use, the county does have on table 4.5-2, they talk about the, it does have the table in there, it shows the applicable zoning designation for the that matches the future land use category, and under commercial area C2 is a applicable zoning district. Just some housekeeping items. There is an isolated wetlands. There are some isolated wetlands on the property. There is a wetland delineation report in the booklet that was handed in that identifies no disturbance to that wetlands will happen during the planning of the site. The property is located as flood zone X. Along along the easterly property line, there is a tax ditch. With 80-foot, currently, there's 80-foot maintenance easements along there. Changes have been submitted to Denerec to reduce that from 85 down to 25 feet, and that is in the process of working through its process right now. The properties are not in any groundwater protection zones, and again, the property can be serviced by artesian. Then the 2020 strategies for states policies and spending investment levels identifies this area as being a level 3 and a level 4. And with that, we feel like the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meaning the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes the growth and development in an area that is located along a principal arterial that will dedicate a sufficient right-of-way for expansion of the highway, and where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And if I may, I would like to hand in a revised set of my findings. I did submit a set of findings in the back, but on page 7, the table was mistakenly included in there, so that's been fixed. And with that, that's my presentation for tonight on this particular piece of property, and we're here to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Is there wetlands back in there?
There's located in this area right here, adjacent to the tax ditch. There's a small pocket of wetlands that have been delineated. And again, that report is in the booklet.
Seems like there's a ditch that runs back through there.
That's
it?
Correct. The ditch runs along the easterly property line all the way in the back, and that is the tax ditch.
And is that working okay now?
I believe it is, yes.
Draining okay?
Yes.
Did we cover? No, I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wingate?
I really don't have any questions. Looks pretty straightforward to me, thank you.
Okay. Come here.
Straightforward, obvious, commercial infill.
Okay. All right.
Not for me, thanks.
Counselor?
Not for me either, thanks.
All right, Mr. Davidson, take a seat in here. But wait, we've got a question. Yes, sir.
Just with it changing, just because I'm familiar with the property, next door is Weston Willows.
Right.
And we did have them put in a paper map for interconnectivity, because I do believe we've had this application in for a while, and we knew it would be trying to change over. We would have two commercial zones next to each other.
Okay.
So just if interconnectivity can happen.
All right, great. And I'm sorry I missed you. I should have asked if you had a question. My mistake. I'll catch you. I'll try to do a better job. Thank you for picking that up. Now, Mr. Davidson, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1961, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1961, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance, LLC? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to condition or change of zone number 1961? All right, commissioners, any further questions, comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.